Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will have some community announcements, along with a plethora of music, along with some news from the Philippines that involve college students, and along with some that do involve college students, but not from a very happy place. Actually, something very sad that recently took place in the Philippines that we'll be getting into later on. But if you did listen to the show last week, you were able to hear the review of three events that went down last week. That was the J.R. de Guzman performance that was originally supposed to take place during the Minneapolis Comedy Festival in June. Unfortunately, at the time, J.R. had suffered some COVID-like symptoms and decided to delay his performance here, and I believe in Indiana, and the performance took place on the 15th of July, which was a Friday. It was supposed to take place at the original venue, the Minneapolis Assembly, or the Women's Club Assembly Hall, but due to staffing issues, midday the performance was moved to the Fitzgerald Theater. We also reviewed the 16th annual, aka Sweet 16, Phil Minnesota Basketball Invitational that took place at the Legacy Hoops Academy in Woodbury. And we also talked about Philippine Day, which for the first time in this 34 years took place outdoors and in the summertime. Interesting side note that I had heard from a business that was not at Philippine Day, Pinoy Fusion Deli, was that because of some of the long lines for food on that particular Sunday, the 17th, that they had an upward uptick of customers who were calling in for food that didn't want to stay in line for an hour or two in regards to the lines. But in regards to some community announcements that are on the horizon, which we're going to get to right now, and our first one is from the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, and they're having their Children's Day Camp on July the 30th for age ranges 6 to 12. It's everything Pinoy, including Pantitero, arts and crafts, Filipino folklore, and legends, songs, and more. For more information in regards to that, refer to the CSFA on Facebook. Also, the CSFA will also be having on August the 9th a teen camp, which will be taking place from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and it'll be taking place at Apoy Minneapolis, a restaurant in Minneapolis. We've been fortunate through the years to have Sherwin Resurrection and his brother Sean Nafsted on the air to discuss their restaurant, Apoy. And also within that same week, or earlier in that particular week, on August the 7th at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, PCM, the monthly Candelaria will be taking place from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. But for right now, we are going to play a track by the artist known as Apple Day App. For those of you that are familiar with Apple Day App, he is one of the members of the Black Eyed Peas. Apple Day App was born in the Philippines and migrated to the United States around 14 years old as he was being adopted. At the time, he was having issues with his eyes, and his adoptive father helped pay for the surgery to correct his eyesight. But this is a song from Apple the App that is entitled We can be anything.
You can be a doctor.
We can be anything. Speaking of anything, we're going to head over to the news desk. And as we alluded to last week on the Filipino American National News, Connie Stevens, who recently made his way to the Philippines to attend the University of Santo Tomas to play college basketball and to obtain a degree in physical therapy, made his D-League debut as part of a team associated with the UST Grambling Tigers. And here is a review of his past week there in the Philippines in regards to his first two games in the D-League. This comes from Spin PH. UST big man Connie Stevens adjusting to Pinoy pace of play. Connie Stevens is looking to quickly adapt as the University of Santo Tomas continues to struggle in the preseason. The Phil-American Bruiser expecting to give more for the Grambling Tigers as they prepare for the U AAP. It's definitely faster paced than in the States, but I think we would be able to adjust quickly to the game here, Stevens said. The 18-year-old, 6'7" Stevens admitted other schools pursued his services, but he felt that it's just right to commit to UST. UST was mainly the first to reach out to me, and they showed me a lot of love. It's a nice culture that they have, and it's plus they have the physical therapy degree, said Stevens, who also played American football. Stevens is pursuing a degree in physical therapy while also giving UST a much-needed heft down low, which the Tigers sorely needed. I really wanted to come in the Philippines. I love the people and I love the culture, said the Phil Ambruser, who was set to embark on his rookie season with the Growling Tigers this UAP season 85. Stevens averaged 6.6 points and 4.3 rebounds and 0.4 blocks in his final year at North Community High School in Minnesota. So far, he is giving himself a good account through his two games for the Builders Warehouse UST in the 2002 PBA D-League Aspirants Cup, posting a 5.5 points on 36% shooting from the field to go with a 7.5 boards in 16.5 minutes on the court, although the Tigers remain winless. We wish continued success to Gani Stevens out there in the Philippines as he pursue his basketball dreams. He was fortunate that his teammate, Willie Wilson, who is not of Filipino descent, but was recruited as well after Gani had decided to commit to UST, that he is also joining his dear friend, Gani Stevens, out there to play with the UST Growling Tigers. But for Willie, he has to establish his residency in the Philippines, so he will not be playing on the varsity level just yet for UST, but he'll be playing, I guess, essentially on the JV level as he establishes residency and his academics there in the Philippines. But right now, we are going to play a track from the movie directorial debut of now director, actor, poet, dancer, Dante Bosco, the movie that would be The Fabulous Filipino Brothers. And the name of this particular track is entitled Work It Out. Thank you.
love when you're leaving. Oh, please be gone forever. I'd love to keep breathing. I need your suffocating. Do you really think we can work it out? I don't really think we can work it out.
Again, that was from the Fabulous Filipino Brothers soundtrack. That was the track entitled Work It Out, and it's actually from the group known as Happy Sad Face. Just a reminder, your listeners, you are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Shows are archived up to 2 weeks if you're not able to catch us live, and you can find us at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. You can find us on Google Play and at the Apple Store. But for right now, we're going to head over to that other article of something tragic that recently took place in the Philippines, and this comes from abcnews.go.com. A gunman opened fire on a university campus in the Philippine capital region on Sunday, killing a former town mayor and two others in a brazen attack ahead of a graduation ceremony, police said. The suspect was armed with two pistols and a silencer and was captured in a car he commandeered trying to escape Ateneo de Manila University in the suburban Quezon City, police said. He was blocked by witnesses and authorities outside the university gates. The sprawling university was put under lockdown, and the graduation rite and the law school on campus was canceled, police said. Investigators were trying to determine a motive for the attack, but Quezon City Police Chief Brigadier General Remes Medina said the suspect, apparently a medical doctor, had a long-running feud with Rosita Furagay, a former mayor of Lamitin Town in southern Basilan Province. She died in the attack together with her aide and a university guard. Furagay's daughter, who was supposed to attend the graduation, was wounded and taken to a hospital, a police report said. Video of the aftermath of the shooting showed students and officials in graduation gowns screaming and running away in panic in the lobby of the school building, while others tended to the victims who were sprawled on the grounds in the driveway. Supreme Court Justice Alexander Gizmudo, who was supposed to be the speaker at the ceremony, was advised to turn back en route to the event, officials said. Newly elected President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. promised to have the attack swiftly investigated and those behind the killings brought to justice. He is scheduled to address a joint session of the Congress at the House of Representatives on Monday, also in Quezon City, where the police and other law enforcers had imposed a gun ban and heightened security before the shooting. We are shocked and saddened by the events at the Ateneo graduation today, Marcos said. We mourn with the bereaved, the wounded, and those whose scars from the experience will run deep. And that is it for news from the news desk. Right now, we're going to head over to our next song of the evening. It is from a group known as Next Phase, who was featured once on America's Got Talent as some performers. And this is their song, A Thousand Years. Just like everyone. Okay, we will get to A Thousand Years in one brief second, everybody. Sometimes you just do have that quick technical difficulty.
Even though I live a thousand years without knowing you, girl, would it be worth it at all? I will reach the sky, search the seas, air and mind. Yeah, cause I never felt this way before.
What is this feeling? A thump in my heart. Can it breathe? Can it speak? Whenever you're around, you feel the joy in my empty soul. Just one smile right from you makes my day so cool. No.
And that was Next Phase with 1,000 Years. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News. And we are going to end the show with a track from Ella J. Bosco. She is the daughter of Derek Bosco, who is the oldest of the five Bosco siblings. Ironically, her ninong, or godfather, as translated in English, is none other than Dante Bosco, who we spoke about earlier in the show. But this is Ella J. Bosco featuring Ruby Ibarra with her track, Gold. Stay tuned for sound effects.
It doesn't hurt me.
Do you ever have those days when you just feel like you don't fit in? Well, you'll never have to feel like that ever again with Brown Be Gone. This bar of soap will not only help you brighten your day, Brown Be Gone will help brighten your complexion too. Feeling like your life is dark? Maybe it's just your skin. Let Brown Be Gone wash the brown away. You, yes you, can make everyone around you feel more comfortable with Brown Be Gone. Be dark no more.
A beauty product by Karen and Karen, highly toxic, society approved. Common side effects include complicity, inauthenticity, hallucinations of Anglo features, and confusions of self-worth.
Cut!
Yeah. I know my hair is darker than hers is. I'm looking at photographs. All the California girls are smiling back, but it don't matter if I don't look like them. Sometimes I never win, but I was blessed with the golden skin. Don't stress about where you've been, just look inside, find what's within. Girl, you know you're beautiful, stand tall, unmovable. It's undisputable, you a boss bitch as usual. You a boss bitch as usual.
Head to toe, I'm dipped in gold. And I know that'll break the mold. When you learn to love your true reflection, you'll always be rich with a gold complexion.
I look around and I wonder if I'm good enough. But what's good enough if I don't love myself enough? They tell me toughen up or I can never make the cut. Just give it up. I'm feeling like I'm falling and I'm on the cusp. Brown girl, gold crown, watch me hold down. Watch me go around, scream it loud, cause I know now. Everything I am, from my name to my hometown, is everything that's planned, cause today I'ma glow now. They think I'm that girl, tell me how to act, girl. Put me in the back like I'm trapped and I lack words. But I'm that girl, never falling flat, girl. Catch me and they see that it's a rap where I'm at, world. Cause I'm that girl, assassin on the track, girl. No question if I will or a cane, like I'm that girl. I'm a boss bitch and I'm beautiful.
You're a boss bitch, that's beautiful.
You're a boss bitch, that's beautiful.
Head to toe, I'm dipped in gold. And I know that I'll break the mold. When you learn to love your truth.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. It's where community grows.